In this week's episode of Colts Corner, the boys will discuss some school sports, some Super Bowl, as well as a Super Bowl consequence, some NBA action, some NHL action, some Maryland Minute, and last but not least, the topic of the week. Let's get right to it. The boys are back, season 4, episode 11. I'm Ryan Dixon, alongside Constantine, Tyler, Matt, as well as a guest appearance from Jordan Cullen, maybe, this podcast. We got to get him on sooner or later. Boys, how are you feeling?
Feeling good. Still recovering from Super Bowl Sunday, obviously. It was a pretty good game that we had.
Tough consequences today.
Tough consequences today, dude.
I'm excited, dude. I'm excited. I just want to, like, eat the whole thing. Like, you guys don't even have to do it. I'll eat the whole thing. The whole lemon.
I'm kind of thirsty, so I'm not going to lie. Like, maybe this could quench my thirst a little. I'm hoping.
Quite possibly.
A bit.
Well, Grandpa Lemon is here. Also, special guest Grandpa Lemon, who will now be eating soon. When are we eating him?
We'll do it at the end of the football segment.
The person who drew the faces on the Grandpa Lemon, Jordan Cullen. Jordan Cullen, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm great. I just, you know, perfect. I came.
The Grandpa Lemon.
I saw a lemon
artist
and
himself.
I instantly thought to just start drawing faces on it.
Yeah, I mean,
natural instinct from Jordan
Cullen.
Insane
stuff.
I mean, I'm excited. It makes you want to eat it more, to be honest.
Yeah.
So,
should I start peeling?
Not yet. Once we start the Super Bowl section,
we actually got some school sports
to
discuss, and we'll start off with the boys basketball team, who closed out their season with a 15-1 victory with a 15-1 season, 74-53 victory over Hapag. Brent Bland had 27 points. Colby Jordan and Zach Seltzer also finished the game with 17 points of their own. Very, very solid game by all those players, especially Bland. You usually don't see stats like 27 points in high school basketball, especially League 5, where not much stuff happens. But it was a very thrilling victory.
Sorry to interrupt, but another thing that obviously we didn't get to talk to on Friday night, not Friday night, Friday at 4 o'clock, senior night, we didn't get to discuss that yet.
Yeah, it was senior night, Friday, 4 o'clock. It was a very big game.
Down 6 at half.
Down 9 and a half. They were down by a lot.
A little discouraged.
Yeah,
they ended up winning by 18.
Yeah,
18. Big win.
Yeah, 74-56 win over Harbor Fields from the boys in that game. Chris Coupland, 24 points of his own. Brent Bland had 18. Colby Jordan had 14. Just a solid performance all around. They did fall, stumble a bit in the opening half, but they picked it up. And the girls team, me and Matt called that game 48-38 victory. What a victory from those girls.
That's actually a huge win.
Alexa Hinkey went absolutely off. Couple Sports Center top 10 plays from her.
Even top 11 plays, you could say.
22 points. Just a very solid performance all around. The girls had the lead for most of the game. And they were able to win this game and make the playoffs because of it. They will not have home court advantage for any games, as the boys will have home court advantage for all their games.
Yeah.
But it looks to be an exciting playoffs for not just the boys' team, but the girls' team also.
Yeah, I mean, what a great game by the girls. Who'd they play again?
They played Hapag.
Hapag, going into that game, they were had a solid record, correct?
Hapag, I believe, was second, third in the county with their record. And Hills West came, and they conquered them and really took the reins the whole game. They never let up for 1 second. Even when their shots didn't fall, they didn't get discouraged. They grabbed every single rebound. They made some great defensive efforts. And they sealed the win. That was a great job by the girls.
Shout out to Nia Baker for letting us interview her and Reese Johnson getting all the rebounds.
Yeah. Good. Solid on them. Solid from the sophomores over there.
Yeah, obviously, great situation. Boys varsity and girls varsity, both in the playoffs now. But it's time to move on to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
It was a great Super Bowl, I'm not going to lie. But not the outcome that I wanted, to be honest with you.
Honestly,
I wanted the Niners.
I wanted the Chiefs to win, but I thought the Niners would win.
Sure you did.
Yeah, I said on the podcast, I want the Chiefs to win, but I thought it was going to be the Niners.
I was actually the opposite. I thought the Chiefs were going to win, and I wanted the Niners to win.
Why are we Niners people? Because they had the second pick in the draft this year. And turned their franchise around. All right, but I'm not worried about their fans. Right. I'm worried about
the
coaching, the players. Jimmy Garoppolo, a backup for Tom Brady, he did enough, probably a little more than enough to get them to the Super Bowl this year. So
I feel like he did just enough.
Just enough.
It was all
Moss. He wasn't the highlight. Obviously, Kittle was the highlight. Their three backs were the highlight.
Insane.
Their defense was
three backs.
Insane three backs. Raheem Mostert.
That guy's a beast.
New York Jets Cuddy, circa 2016. I don't know when they cut him.
Saquon Barkley, Paul Perkins, and Wayne Gallman was a stacked backfield. But that backfield,
yeah, the Niners
maybe a little bit blew them out of the water.
The Niners backfield's a little bit better, I'd say. They got so much speed. In that backfield. Tyler, do you know how to peel a lemon?
It's very difficult.
Tyler's peeling the lemon.
Yeah,
getting ready for the experiment.
I'm sorry.
There's green. Why is it?
That's Sharpie.
That's
we
not
can't
supposed
eat it.
To happen.
We're not eating it.
This lemon anymore.
Well, next
what
podcast.
What do you mean, bro?
Because
yeah,
someone
can.
Was writing faces on
you
it.
You had one on. Job.
All right, we'll find it. Well,
why'd you peel it like that?
Yeah, Tyler,
peel
it from the top.
You're putting your hands
don't
in it.
You're not supposed to put your finger in the lemon while you're peeling it. All right.
So,
I
was not eating if Tyler sticks his hands
maybe
in.
Maybe we shouldn't have drawn faces on the lemon.
Tyler, let me take
maybe you shouldn't be putting your hands inside it. It's both your faults.
Getting back on track.
That was a bust.
Let me see it.
So, getting back on track. Good game from the 49ers up until the fourth quarter.
Great game from Joe.
Yeah, he played really good.
Great game.
Joe.
Who's Joe?
Joe Mama.
Do we really need one of those jokes every time?
Every podcast has to be at least one.
One Joe.
It's either me or Christian who will make the joke.
Yeah.
Typically
mostly.
Christian.
I have to be the Christian.
Christian loves a good
Yo!
Joe Mama joke.
Okay. Yeah. Christian I got the Christian out of my
Christian
system.
Appreciates a good Joe joke. And I was actually watching the Super Bowl with him, watching the Super Bowl with Matt and Bradley Rosen. Shout out Bradley Rosen at his house. He did a good job hosting. Niners played a good game up until the fourth quarter. It was really kind of sad to see that collapse from Kyle Shanahan.
Jimmy Garoppolo played about 3.5 quarters of football.
Yeah. It was a good 3.5 quarters. He played a solid game, passed for a good, a couple of yards. And he just finally took his foot off the gas.
All right, I got it.
We got the lemon.
How's that look?
We'll just not eat the Sharpie part.
Can we not eat it?
We'll not eat the Sharpie part.
Can we just eat it next
week?
I don't
want to
eat the Sharpie.
Yeah,
I don't want food poisoning.
No.
The Sharpie, it diffuses. It diffuses.
Bro,
no.
It's just not like an orange. It doesn't have you can't.
Yeah, that was my bad.
Just take a bite out of this.
No, because everybody has to take a bite.
I think I should.
Ryan, would you like to do it? Me and Constantine will do next week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting another lemon.
Why are you not getting a lemon?
I don't know.
Just get a lemon.
All right. It's not that
peel
hard.
Peel the rest of it.
All right.
You can get a bite. Everybody can get a bite.
I'm gonna take a bite. All right. Cool. And everyone, wish
everybody
me good luck.
Get a bite.
Okay.
This is my consequence for.
Bye, Ryan.
All right. Bye.
You will be
oh,
missed.
That was a big bite. Oh my god.
Why is it hard, bro? It's hard. It's hard. Tyler,
what kind of lemons do you buy?
I'm gonna try again.
He probably buys from the bad section.
Yeah, I know, right?
All
right,
it's just not. It's not working.
Lemon was a bust.
Like Andrew Wiggins.
Empty
stats.
We
gotta find another way to punish you guys fairly.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to this.
It's not good at all, too.
Not a very high quality lemon.
It was sitting in his bag for like.
It was sitting in his
7 hours.
It was sitting in my bag for the entire
school day. Just eat the Sharpie.
Honestly. Yeah, I don't know if we could do that.
It's the same thing.
All right, but back to the the Super Bowl. Kansas City was down 20-10 at the end of the third quarter. Mahomes, in the beginning of the fourth, threw an interception. I thought the game was over after that.
Same. That was like with 10 minutes left. The Niners had the ball at around their 40 with 10 minutes left in the game, up 10. They did nothing, right?
Yeah, I mean,
something like that.
The coaching was terrible during that game.
Shanahan.
For Shanahan.
Some bad play calling. Jimmy Garoppolo looked just not like himself. No one on the 49ers.
He looked more
did.
Like a backup to Tom Brady.
He did look more like a backup to Tom Brady. But it was really then that Patrick Mahomes, like, flipped the switch.
Yeah, Mahomes played about half a quarter of real football.
Yeah, he played half a quarter of, look, that's a good deal. Half a quarter of football, and he got the MVP.
Yeah.
Like,
Tyler, I'm just disappointed at this point.
We'll figure something else out.
Yeah, like, should Mahomes have gotten MVP?
Lemon juice?
Maybe.
No, but that's lemon juice, isn't that just lemonade without sugar?
Yeah, I have lemon juice when my stomach hurts.
Well, how about it? We'll talk. We'll find something else.
Okay.
Why don't we just eat Tyler?
Facts. Yeah. But,
but
something I want to talk about, Andy Reid struggled in the playoffs before this, obviously.
He finally gets
the Super Bowl.
He gets that White House buffet.
Hopefully a bunch of cheeseburgers, which he
loves. Hopefully a bunch of cheeseburgers.
Lots and lots of cheeseburgers.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. And he finally got it, which is great for him. One of the reasons I was rooting for the Chiefs was to see him finally win a Super Bowl. He's been coaching for almost 20 years now, and he hasn't gotten any Super Bowls under his belt. But now he finally has that win, and so good for him.
I think Joe will be coaching for about 20 years.
Okay, we already
Joe
made
Judge?
One of
yeah,
jokes.
Joe Judge. I was going to say Joe Judge.
Okay, okay.
I don't know.
My God, Tyler.
Good.
Yeah, Constance, you didn't let me finish. I was going to say, you're going to say Joe who, and I was going to be like, Joe Judge, and you're going to be like, I thought he was going to say Joe Mama.
Can we move on from the Joe Mama jokes? Let's just forget about Joe Mama.
We'll think of that.
All right. One thing I want to talk about, obviously, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter that much, but it matters to me a little. Super Bowl MVP.
No. Patrick Mahomes should not have
won
it.
I agree with
Patrick Mahomes should not have won it.
It should have been Damien Williams.
Nope.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that statement.
I agree with Damien Williams.
Mahomes had the worst game of his season, of his career, probably.
He threw two interceptions. One of them almost cost them the game, and you're trying to hand him the most prestigious honor of the game with him playing half a quarter of decent, legitimate football.
Great football.
It's his receiver. Sammy Watkins made Richard Sherman look like freaking
Jimmy Garoppolo.
As Darrell Revis.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Like, Sammy Watkins made Richard Sherman look like Tremaine Johnson.
As the greatest cornerback of all time,
Darrell Revis is the best cornerback.
Richard Sherman looked afraid to be beat in man coverage. That's exactly what Darrell Revis, the greatest cornerback of all time, said, and that's exactly what happened. Sherman
greatest
looked
Patriots
afraid.
Corner of all time, or
Jets corner of all time. He will be
he was
a
on
Jets
the, he was on the Jets. Didn't he win with the Patriots though?
He won a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Yeah.
What did he win with the Jets? Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, did he win a Super Bowl with the Jets? Can you just remind me?
No.
Oh. Yeah, but he was also the best
corner of the generation.
He was the better defensive back than...
Better than Janoris Jenkins.
He's a better defensive back than anyone on your team.
No one's better than Janoris.
Who's
the best defensive back in Giants history? Not better than Darrell Revis.
DB?
Yeah, DB.
Lawrence Taylor.
No, that's
Lawrence Taylor was great.
I forgot about him. Not as good as J.J. Watt, though.
I forgot about him.
Anton Bethea, best safety in Giants history.
Yeah. He's got a good name.
He does have one of the best football names of all time.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I still don't like Tyrann Mathieu, though. Like, I don't think he's good.
Yeah, he's not that good. Don't get me wrong, one of the best names in football, but he's just cocky. He doesn't know how to, like, he doesn't respect the game. That's what's wrong with Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, he's kind of a loose cannon.
He is a loose cannon. He's not even that good. Like, the honey badger, like...
Jamal Mack backs it up.
Yeah, at least Jamal backs it up with his play. Jamal Adams is the kind of guy to take the football out of a quarterback's hands. Like, literally out of a quarterback's hands. Wait, what game was that?
And you could tell me what QB, please. Matt, answer it. I don't want any responses. Anyone else? Matt?
Of course.
Who was it? Who did he yank the football out of his hands? Like, whose hands was it?
Oh, I wasn't. Jordan was telling me.
Was
about
it Eli
Joe.
Manning?
No, it was Daniel Jones.
It was the GOAT, Daniel Jones. The greatest of all time.
I'm just going to say Sam Darnold beat Daniel Jones in cornhole.
I know it's.
That's I didn't even know that. Thank you.
Yeah,
he's
no
the king
problem.
Of New York.
I didn't even know that.
Sam Darnold is the king of New York.
He's the king of New York.
I actually saw him playing cornhole. He's very good at cornhole. But what does that have to do with quarterbacking abilities? Please let me know.
Accuracy.
At least he can hold on to his football.
A cornhole is an underhand toss.
Hey.
A cornhole is
who's
not
Sam
known
Darnold
well,
learning football control. From? Adam Gase?
No, he's not learning football from Adam Gase. Who's Daniel Jones learning football
Eli
from?
Eli Manning.
Joe Judge.
Manning, a two-time
Jason
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, I've seen Jason Garrett,
who turned Dak Prescott into a good quarterback.
He didn't turn. Dak Prescott was a good quarterback.
A fourth-round pick.
Okay. Dak has talent.
If he didn't have Jason
it's
Garrett,
like
he wouldn't
Dak
be,
is
like,
terrible.
Great.
Who's their OC?
And Tom Brady, even though I don't think he's that good, was like a 16th
He's
rounder.
The greatest of all time.
I disagree.
No, Tom Brady, athletically, as a quarterback, is not the greatest of all time.
He's the greatest of all
time.
By
any shot of the imagination.
He's the greatest football player of
all
time.
Football IQ, no.
No, he's the greatest football player of all time. And I don't think he,
no dispute.
As much as I hate him.
Who's better than him?
Who's better than Tom? Dan Marino.
Dan Marino
had the athleticism.
Yeah.
Dan Marino had heart.
Where's Dan Marino?
And the talent.
That's the problem.
What about Joe Montana?
He never had the team.
The rings, the rings.
He never had the
solidify.
Team.
No, absolutely
Brady
not.
Had the
what
team.
What about Joe Montana?
Rings
absolutely
solidify.
Not.
You get forgot about. You
what about Joe
get
Montana?
If you don't have rings.
Everyone says like either Joe Montana. We got Steve Young. We got all
Steve
these
Young was.
I dead. Do think Dan Marino was insanely
Marino,
good.
We got QBs, but no
Wait,
one had as much rules as
up.
Tom Brady. And Tom
I
Brady's
agree.
A beast.
He's been carried to all of them.
No, he hasn't.
No, he
Tom
has
Brady will done. Always be pick 199.
Is the coach on the field with you? That's the real question. Is he?
It's not even the coach, the team too.
But who?
The coach and the team.
Who's on his team?
He had.
So he had some of the best teams of all time.
Football when he won his Super Bowl.
The thing is,
yeah,
and he was the quarterback
works.
Surrounding it. He was one of the reasons it was the best
the
team in
the system works. Look, I get it. He's said. Good. He's not
yeah,
the
Tom
best of all time.
Brady is the greatest cornerback of all time / quarterback of all time.
I don't know. I mean, he's right. Definitely not the best wide receiver of all time. We saw
yeah, he's not the best wide receiver of all time.
That choke.
Nick Foles is the best wide receiver of all time.
Nah.
Nick Foles is pretty good.
He is pretty good. Very solid player.
Nick, yeah, oh yeah. Probably.
Although Gardner Minshew should be starting.
I think Joe Judge is just the best coach of all time, though.
Yeah.
Disagree.
But obviously.
Can't
wait to see how that
topic.
Turns out.
We always do.
We always do. It
welcome,
always ends up being
welcome to the
like
Colts
this.
Corner podcast, Jordan. Yeah.
With unparalleled levels of customization.
Unparalleled. And.
All right.
I have one more topic about the NFL. I just got a Bleacher Report for Joe.
Oh,
oh my God. Stop. Can we mute him?
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah,
mute
yeah
mute all right.
Him. All right.
We're putting you on timeout.
No, that's my mic. All right. I think it's Matt's mic. Everyone talk?
It is Matt's mic.
Nope,
no, it's
nope.
Not Matt's mic.
That's Constance's mic. All right. I think I might
Matt's my
mic.
Is that Matt's mic?
Tyler, he's talk. Mic? Tyler, talk. Hello? Oh, we mute Tyler. Oh, and then Matt, you can no longer talk.
There we go. Okay, all right.
We're putting Matt
in timeout.
We got basketball now?
Yeah, we got basketball. Matt, you're back. We need you for Brooklyn Nets analysis. So,
I appreciate that. I was really
back
sad.
In timeout later.
I had to talk to Jordan in timeout. He wants to talk to Jordan.
D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell.
And a trade
the
Minnesota Timberwolves
not yet,
won.
Not yet.
Okay.
We're talking about,
let
we're talking
Ryan
about,
get the analysis.
We're talking about Brooklyn Nets basketball first.
Oh, okay.
We're on a two-game win streak. Big win yesterday. Destroyed.
Last night was lucky.
Are you... Wait.
We won by 41.
We won by 41 to the one.
Wait, what? Wait, hold on. I'm just getting an announcement that Marcus Morris.
Yes, yes. We
and
read
Isaiah
that.
That was
Thomas
from 20 minutes ago.
I've traded to the Clippers.
I
don't know. I was in a meeting, Matt.
You got
to
be on Woj. It's all about Woj.
This is Constantine.
I need to see this pick, though, because apparently the Knicks got a first. But if it's from the Wizards, then I'll be fine with that.
Let's see. Yeah, 2020 first round pick to the Knicks.
From who?
Wizards.
2020.
Oh, no, it's a three team
trade. Yeah, I know. From the Wizards or from the Clippers?
Well, they got Mo Harkless and a 2020 first round pick to the Knicks. I don't know from who.
Damn it.
Oh, come on. The Wi-Fi in this building is pretty garbage.
Yeah.
I got to turn my VPN. This is
but,
horrendous.
Other than that, we have the big trade of the day. D'Angelo Russell sent to the Minnesota Timberwolves from the Warriors in exchange for Andrew Wiggins, a top three protected first, and what else was there? Those were the main highlights.
Yeah.
Else is
we got Deion. Would you say that Deion Waiters to Memphis? Andrew. Oh, obviously the Warriors trade we didn't talk about. D'Angelo Russell to the Timberwolves for Andrew Wiggins, a first rounder and a second rounder. I personally think the Golden State Warriors won that trade.
And
Matt,
me,
wrong.
Matt, everybody wrong. Else thinks that they didn't.
I think.
In what way did the Warriors win that trade?
All right, I'm gonna explain it to you right
okay.
now.
Do
Andrew Wiggins. Very talented in college. Very talented
oh,
college. In
college
basketball.
College.
Yes.
Yeah, I never said he wasn't.
All right.
Has he proved anything in the NBA?
No, he's not.
He's had spurts of good play.
Spurts? Every like, as in one play a game?
No.
Game?
No, no.
2 minutes.
No, no. He's played look, solid in games.
Look.
And there's no debating about that.
Yeah, but he has played solid in some games, but
yes.
not consistent at all.
I have a question. This is unbearable.
Whoa.
Yeah. D'Angelo Russell, his first... 3 years. Did he do anything? Honestly, did he do anything?
No.
Hasn't Wiggins been in the league
exactly.
for like 5 years?
It doesn't got, matter. It doesn't.
Why got, does the D-Lo past matter? He's an all-star.
How old is Alex Caruso?
He's like 20.
He's old as...
No, right.
He's pretty young.
Is he actually?
He's 25.
He's 25.
Well, it's like balding.
That's the same... It's same
you
thing.
You have to throw
Wiggins.
Your phone down. Relax.
He looks like
a 35-year-old.
Look, yeah, I know. Right. But the thing with this trade is D'Angelo Russell has the stats to back up his play, and it means stuff. When he was a leader on the Brooklyn Nets, they made it to the playoffs. They had no other picks. They had like virtually like no talent. When Kyrie is out, the Brooklyn Nets are terrible.
Why do you
right?
love Wiggins?
But okay.
What is so
special about
Wiggins?
Let me.
Wiggins.
Wait, Andrew like Wiggins averages 25 points a game, correct? But where are the Timberwolves?
This is Alex Caruso,
yes.
only his
Nowhere.
Third year in the NBA.
Where are the Golden
Nowhere.
State Warriors? Where are the Golden State Warriors? They're literally the same.
Well,
same.
At least the Yo, Nets have some talent. You need to have some talent on
Alex
your roster.
Alex Caruso, this is his third year in the league. That
this
means
his
nothing.
Third year in the
yeah.
league.
I mean.
This is his third year right now.
Yeah, Wiggins is 24.
Yeah, but what year is it him in the NBA?
Six. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. He's young. 12. He's still 24. And
so is D'Lo.
Right.
Yeah, D'Lo's still young.
But you also have
D'Lo's
players.
D'Lo's turning 24.
You also have
February
players.
You're
throwing your phone down.
Stop. You also have players that can have extremely high potential. You got a first-round pick who can 100%.
From a draft that is looking like it's not going to be producing any.
That's just false. That's just false.
Who?
Outside the top five, who realistically can you say will be a good player? And it's top three
protected. You never know. You just never know. You never know.
Yeah,
but
that's why scouting exists. So you can know.
Because then why would you just want like picks randomly?
That's like saying,
why would you want picks
I'll trade
randomly?
You Kyrie Irving for 4 second round
picks
and hope they're really good.
These are high picks.
So they're
going to
trade an all-star for a player that may or may not be good?
Where exactly
Andrew
will
Wiggins
this...
can be good. They already know that.
Yeah,
but he can.
But D'Lo,
be.
He can we know be. Is good because he's an
D'Lo
all-star.
D'Lo is
and
good.
He's very good.
With D'Lo on a team that has good supporting roles like the Nets, obviously like the Nets aren't
not
good
even close to his
with
good supporting roles.
With D'Lo to culminate that whole roster, it works.
Yeah.
And they did amazing last year.
42
can you
40
say
playoffs.
Wiggins has a similar roster type, not similar players, but like a similar roster type where they have role like a bunch of just mediocre
and
role
Kat.
Players and Kat, and he can't do anything. And it's empty stats. 25 points a game and 25 points is used for nothing for a loss.
No, they won that.
D'Lo will score
they
25 points
that.
And get the win.
I mean, I guess we'll have to see if they win that. But I'd say
right
they
now
definitely
they
did not
win
that.
It's probably even at this point. You guys can't say
in a year we'll
you
be.
You can't
able to
say
tell.
That.
Yeah,
a
in the year when we revisit this trade, we'll get a better understanding, obviously. But as of now, I gotta say the Timberwolves have this.
You guys
trade.
Are forgetting that Andrew Wiggins was the first pick of the 2014 draft.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Potential. And how insane
okay.
he was in
potential.
Potential.
I can
does
draft
he still have that?
Karuks with the first pick in the draft means nothing.
Does he have that first overall potential 6 years into
he's
his career?
24.
Yes.
He's
he
24
that.
Now. That's
he
old in NBA.
That.
Year.
It doesn't
he's
matter.
Supposed
it doesn't
to be
matter.
He's,
how
he
is that old?
Be,
LeBron's 35.
He should be in his
okay,
prime.
LeBron is a freak of nature.
Yeah, no, LeBron's an exception.
According to what you're saying,
all right, Vince Carter is 41.
Yeah, he's not playing very.
If Wiggins had all this potential, he should be in his potential. He should be in his prime right now. And what's his prime showing him? Not that many wins, is it?
Look, production that looks like first overall production, but he's not getting the wins.
It's almost like Westbrook last year.
Yeah, it's like Westbrook. And it's just he's scoring so many points. And making the stat sheet look good, but nothing else is happening. Is this team getting the,
nothing?
Is this team getting the W in the end? No. He's not a leader. He has no heart. He has no talent. He has no passion for the game that makes him a star player in this league. No.
Wait, do you guys understand that
that
the Timberwolves are changed their team every single year? And they it's every single year that they have a
remember
new
when
team.
Jimmy Butler brought them to the playoff?
They have a new team every single year.
Wait, why is my
and
mic?
How is that important?
It's an unstable environment. And Andrew Wiggins could not play in an unstable environment.
Have you heard
Carl
that
Anthony
Wiggins
Towns could play in an unstable
have
environment?
You heard that?
The Warriors are not a very stable environment right now, are
well,
they?
Well, did he make the playoffs? Did they make the playoffs, Matt? If Carl Anthony Towns, did he?
I'm just saying Cat, D-Book, and...
So he can't. Jimmy Butler. It doesn't matter. It's about results.
Wait, I'm just going to say...
Without Jimmy Butler, he has not made the playoffs.
But D-Lo's better than Andrew Wiggins, so they could make the playoffs with D-Lo.
If I may chime in, D-Lo, Cat, and Devin Booker all said they wanted to play on a team together at one point.
If Devin Booker goes
to the not in Minnesota, bro.
Well, obviously Minnesota.
No one wants to play in Minnesota, bro.
Where are they going to do it? They're going to do it when their contract is...
What do
you mean? They
America. People want to play under Steve Kerr and Golden State.
That's what people said about Brooklyn. Look at Kyrie and KD now.
Yeah. They said they wanted to go to the Knicks.
You're
they go to the Knicks?
On
no.
Minnesota.
Yeah, because they're hurt.
A fine city.
Minnesota's a state. A whole state.
Okay, Minnesota.
And we're not cutting that
out.
That's going right in.
Minnesota's a good state. Minneapolis.
Tyler is out of the D-Lo
conversation. You sound like Donald Trump a little.
Okay, yeah.
Kansas.
Yeah, we got to go.
Congratulations to the state of Kansas.
Yeah, congratulations, Kansas. You won the Super Bowl. Good job.
But Kansas did win the Super Bowl. Are you guys stupid? Gosh, Kansas City won, and Kansas is Kansas. Are you guys, like, dumb? Gosh.
Yeah. All right, so moving on from that
Apparently
one,
I
we have a trade that probably makes...
Minnesota was a city.
All right, so moving on. We probably have a trade that makes less sense, the Andre Drummond trade. Andre Drummond... I wish I knew. Andre Drummond to the Cavaliers for Brandon Knight and some trash. Like, hold on. Let me see the... Okay, this is
I don't think there's anything to even be said
Brandon
about
Knight,
that.
John Henson, and a second-round pick for Andre Drummond. This
what do you
does,
mean? You don't know
does
John
this
there, hasn't, there hasn't been anything
John
really
Henson.
I know who John
is
Henson
the best
is, but, like, he's...
Player.
What position does he play?
Power forward.
Center. But, like...
Close.
Yeah, close. But, like, okay... Which side of the trade does this work for?
All right, say it.
Like, I don't know. I wish I knew. Like,
you don't know what the trade is? Do we know what the trade is?
Isn't it three-way? I thought it was a three-way trade.
No, it's two-way.
Oh.
All right, what's the trade? Like, what's the all-time?
Brandon Knight, John Henson in a second for Andre Drummond.
I don't care that much, to be honest.
Is it to lure free agents to Cleveland?
Is Drummond even that good? Like, I think Drummond's overrated.
I feel like he's one of those players
LeBron
that's
back to Cleveland.
Yeah, LeBron back to the return.
Our favorite listener.
Part two.
False news.
Again, LeBron, we know you're listening.
Yeah.
If you want to get on,
come to New York,
have a spot
please.
For you. You don't even have to come to New York. We could, like, FaceTime. Anything works with us. just get on the podcast, LeBron.
Maybe
please.
Even just, like, a little text.
Yeah. And anything works.
No, yeah, like, please.
And just some other news. Nothing that big. I mean, the only big thing, in my opinion, was the Warriors thing and the T-Wolves. But
Knicks get a first-round pick.
Iguodala to Miami. Andre Iguodala.
That could be big. Iggy's a good role player. Iggy can...
not pretend.
How old is he, though?
36. Like,
he's 36. He could probably... He's got this last year in him. Probably.
I think he'll go another year.
And it's...
He got extended for 2 years, right?
Yeah, like 30 million.
I feel like he's a player that you want to trade for if you're going for, like...
A title.
If you want, yeah. If you're going for a title,
which
but
I think the Heat are in a position where they can get a title.
I mean, not like they can, but
right
will
they're
they?
Like third
they
seed, I think.
Like they
no,
can,
I think they're the second.
But they
seed.
Won't. They're not gonna win. They're just not. They don't have the.
No,
skill.
They're the fourth seed.
They're the fourth seed. Look, they're a
they're
solid
34
team.
And 16. They're three games behind the
I mean,
second
still,
seed.
But they're in the East, which is like a like an auto.
They're
they
like
could beat the
three
Bucks.
Teams under 500 in the playoffs right now. They could probably beat the Bucks just because the Bucks always choke. But like,
yeah, and in general, the Heat are.
I feel like it's going to be Raptors again, though.
Raptors
no,
are
I don't
win?
Think Raptors are going to.
Raptors going to win it all?
No, not win it all. It's going to be the Lakers.
You know who's hot right now? Toronto. They're in a 12-game
yeah,
12 winning streak.
Yeah, 12-game win streak. Like, think about that.
That's solid.
No one
their
cares
team
about
is
that's
so
solid.
Very solid.
That's no, that's like, more than very solid.
I didn't even. Have you ever? Okay. Have you ever been on like Twitter and like seeing the Raptors fan pages go off about how their team gets like doesn't get recognized, even though the NBA is a predominantly American league and no one cares about
Spicy
teams.
P.
Yeah, yeah, no, they teams. Honestly, the,
Spicy
like,
P's a beast.
They really like no one. Well, like, I only knew about their 11 game win streak like 3 days ago or like whenever. They
yeah,
won,
like
their,
yeah, no one cares.
I didn't know
the thing,
won 10 games,
but
no.
Everyone will care when they're making it. To
but
the
Toronto's
finals.
About to get
when
their
streak
ended
to the
by the
finals.
Brooklyn Nets.
When
Saturday.
Oh, that's when's gonna happen.
Yeah, Nets are gonna end the streak. Saturday, 7:30 p.m.
I'm just trying to see what happens.
Can't
to Kyle
wait till
Kuzma.
That happens.
I'm just trying to see what happens. I'm just trying to see what happens to Kyle Kuzma though. Like,
well, now that we traded Morris, nothing's gonna happen because he's not gonna go to the Knicks because they don't want to trade with the Knicks.
Kuzma,
they were definitely low.
Why should it be on the
team? Trade deadline's over.
I know
it's over. At, oh yeah, it's 3.
Yeah. Why should it? Why? Why should he be on the team?
Oh, it's 3:20. Should
3:23.
Why should he be on the Lakers? I don't understand. I don't understand. They don't use him anymore. So it doesn't make sense to me.
I feel bad. He like had like he like popped off when AD was out.
Yeah, I mean it's that seems different when they when AD's in. It's better, but still it's without Kyle Kuzma. So think it's time to move on to some NHL action, or would you got something to say?
Yeah, I actually have to go, Ryan. I appreciate all of you listening.
Jordan. Jordan.
Yeah, so it's Jordan's time. Jordan, I'll be handing over the mic to you. How you doing with your algebra homework?
Bye, Constantine.
Wow. I don't have anyone to argue NHL with me.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's honestly
I'm trying to watch more NHL. I'm trying
to
get more into
it
right now.
Podcaster like Constantine Lambridis. I just want to put that out there. He's really the best. I look up to him.
Honestly.
Yo, but the height means he looks up to you because you're taller than him.
Yeah, I was listening in on the podcast, and while I was doing that, I was doing some Algebra 2 work.
Some logarithms.
Very good.
We won't talk about that on the podcast, though.
The answer to question
I just
want to
say Rangers 2 goals in 6 seconds. Let's go. Good win over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Igor Shesterkin is the face of the franchise.
-7.212567.
Didn't you guys lose to the Stars the other night? Didn't you guys? I thought we beat them. We beat them the other night. I actually want a medal and the cookie.
Second round win, wouldn't
that help? Yeah, actually, that would help. Also, a good goalkeeper. A good goalkeeper, too. That would help for you.
He can't hear. He's
gone. Lundqvist is dried.
He doesn't want to hear it. Oh,
he's
dried
up.
He's coming back.
Nah, he doesn't want. Lundqvist is dried up.
Not Georgiev, who's been keeping the team alive. It's not the trash defense that's not defending anything. Igor Shesterkin's 23 years old, and he's saving 27 shots a game.
He's got four wins, one loss.
Well, we made it to the Stanley Cup with King Henrik as the backstop. Where have you guys been last 10 years?
Four cups in a row. Has that ever happened to you guys?
That's it? No, that's never happened to us.
Canadians won
5 in a row, I'm just saying.
Wait, you guys choked the last time you were in it, right?
What? Yeah, when was the last time you guys were in it?
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, Stanley Cup. 1984?
Four in a row.
Wow. Soviet Union still exists then. All right.
Sound like a Yankees fan by saying four in a row. Like 27.
27.
All right. So, now that Constantine's not here, I get to talk a little Islanders. Sorry.
Now you get to badmouth the Rangers without any defense.
I don't want to talk about them anymore.
To be fair, we badmouth the Rangers even with him here.
Yeah, but at least he can defend them. Yeah.
All right,
I
but
can't.
I always beat the Stars in OT on Tuesday. They played tonight against the Kings. Anthony Beauvillier, last game, 2 goals. He had the game winner, so hopefully he could keep up with that great, great hockey playing, I guess. Phenomenal. So I want to move on to some Maryland Minute. I feel like I'm going to be the only one talking for a good 2 minutes, but it's whatever.
You know what, Ryan? I'm here to keep you company, okay?
All right.
I'm here on this ride of podcast.
All right, I got to get...
I'm sorry. I just don't know anything about Maryland.
Syracuse?
No one does. It's okay.
It's a tough game on Saturday. We'll be enjoying the NIT
it's more of a city.
Season. So.
Yeah, you will. You guys choked against Duke the other...
I don't know how it's a choke.
Yeah, but Duke has Zion, RJ Barrett, and Cam Reddish.
It's not a choke. But, like...
Whatever.
You guys suck. But, like, it's fine.
We have good young talent. We have much to look forward to.
They have Zion, RJ, and Cam Reddish. They'll be fine, Ryan.
Oh! All right. We're moving on from that.
They don't actually. That was the joke.
All right. Funny. So, the Terps are hot right now with a huge win against number 18 Iowa last Thursday by 10 points.
The Red Out.
Yeah. Pretty solid. How'd you know that?
It was on the podcast. I remember, you remember your brother. Remember I remember your brother.
All right. And then we played Rutgers on Tuesday. Unfortunately, I couldn't watch the Islanders game. I had to watch that game because very good. Very
priorities.
I have to set my priorities straight. So we won 56-51. Another ranked team taken down, playing very, very solid basketball. Jalen Stick-Smith and Anthony Cowan are both showing how truly great they are. Cowan scored a career-high of 31 against Iowa, and Sticks has 5 double-doubles in a row. Like I said, the Terps are hot right now, and they play at number 20, ranked Illinois, on Friday, which is tomorrow. So hopefully that is going to be a good game. So
fun fact, Friday is tomorrow.
Friday is tomorrow, so.
Friday is tomorrow. Fun fact.
All right, so last segment, obviously. One of the most controversial segments of all time. No, I'm kidding. But just let's get right to it. Topic of the week.
I'll start us off. All right. Just because I want to get us heated up right away. You know, get excited.
You're wrong, Tyler. That's a stupid opinion.
We started off. We were talking about him earlier. I told Ryan mine. There was much debate even before the show even started. What is the best diner in the area?
Dick's Hills.
It is the premier diner.
Yo, how is it? Okay. Wait, hold on. Constantine agreed with you. He left.
I just want to put it out there. That's unfair. Constantine. It is now a 3-on-1. It's fine.
It's still a 3-on-2. We still win. But
best pancakes.
Dick's Hills diner pancakes better than premier diner?
Yes. 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 I care about money. No. Yo, I care about money, too. And better. I do
it's
think
quality,
premier
quality. If you pay for the quality. Higher quality.
The best chocolate milk, Dick's Hills.
Okay, who goes to a diner for chocolate milk?
I go for chocolate milk and pancakes.
Chocolate milk and pancakes.
Can't go wrong.
Can never go wrong.
Pancakes Thank at you, the Ryan. Premier Diner are supreme.
Belgian waffle with ice cream. Have you ever had that at the diner? Solid.
I have not had that at the diner.
I never went to the diner and like got a breakfast item.
What do you get from the diner?
That's the only item you can get.
I've only ever went to the diner for like lunch or dinner.
What do you get?
Same, but I just get
breakfast. I like the Dixel's Diner's gyro.
Oh, very good gyro. Interesting. They got good gyro, soup, right? too. Soup's pretty juicy.
I'm just not looking to get a soup from a diner, you know?
You can get anything from a diner.
If I look in the morning, if I go in the morning, you're looking at more like pancakes, you know? Solid pancakes. And then if you go later, they got a French dip. That's insane. Very good. Highly recommend.
10 out of 10.
Disagree.
Okay,
sorry, we're moving on.
I'll fill you in.
I mean, I just can't. Like, how is Dick's Hills Diner better than Premier?
It's
better
food.
Cheaper and better.
Cheaper.
What makes you say it's better?
Because it's tastier.
What makes you say it's tastier?
Because it tastes good.
What makes you say it tastes gooder?
Oh, all right.
Compare the pancakes. End of story.
Matt?
Maybe we should get a taste test going my on. Dick's Hills Diner pancakes versus Premier Diner pancakes.
Marvel or DC? Just the superheroes. No, not the movies.
Marvel has cooler superheroes.
DC. Batman, Superman, okay. Wonder Woman.
Okay. DC has better superheroes, but I feel like DC rigs it for themselves.
Aquaman.
Like, you can't just have... Superman's too good of a superhero. Like,
yeah, but
he has
problems.
He has basically no weakness.
Yeah, he does. Kryptonite.
Then literally just...
Lex Luthor.
Destroy all the kryptonite?
No, he can't. He can't touch kryptonite.
Okay, all I'm saying is...
And Batman's overpowered.
Yo, your mic. It's back.
I think it's unfair for there to be a superhero that just has every single power.
Hyperion in Marvel. Like Marvel. The same thing as Superman.
But do you see him in the movies?
No, because he's a horrible hero. No one likes him.
Exactly. So what makes Superman good?
No, I'm joking. He's actually just a ripoff Superman.
Even Batman. Batman, has no weaknesses.
Well, he's
human
and he can get hurt.
All of their superheroes are like... overpowered.
All right.
Okay, what's Iron Man's weakness?
Hear me out.
Iron Man's weakness? Death?
Yeah, same with Batman's.
All right.
Marvel? Okay. Marvel has a superhero.
Oh, God. I got lemon juice on the keyboard. Oh.
End the podcast.
I'm joking.
Podcast is over.
Marvel has a superhero named Asbestos Lady.
Okay, Marvel wins. Wait, but what about Kite Man?
They discontinued her.
DC villain, Kite Man.
A bit of a backstory here. A brilliant chemist gone crazy. Victoria Murdoch. Became Asbestos Lady after creating fireproof clothing using asbestos. Naturally, the villainess hated Fantastic Four's Human Torch and became his nemesis.
That's a great backstory. You know, just based on Asbestos Woman alone, I gotta say Marvel's better.
Yes.
And I'd say you should change your mind.
If you think about Kite Man.
Who is Kite Man?
I'm very
DC
upset.
Villain,
I'm,
Polka Dot Man.
I'm still upset that I didn't get this lemon juice today. I'm very upset.
We'll Ryan,
I'm
your
thirsty.
We'll
I'm thirsty.
Figure it out later.
No, because I'm not going to be thirsty next time.
You
I'm not going to be thirsty.
Tyler?
Maybe we won't do lemon. We'll figure something else out.
Tyler? I love the
Tyler.
Idea. Bad execution.
Tyler.
Bad execution.
No, Tyler, for your bad execution, I think you should get the punishment this time.
No, that's not how betting works.
I think we should all do a punishment.
No. Yeah. No.
Honestly, you should be included.
I won.
All right.
I won. You're getting punished. End of story.
All right. So, we're talking about superheroes, and obviously superheroes have powers. And my topic of the week is, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Fire resistance by asbestos.
Why?
I can't
burn. Because that's what asbestos woman has, and I would just want whatever asbestos woman has.
Very good. All right, Tyler.
Seriously, seriously.
In all seriousness.
I gotta go. I'm gonna go with, like, morphing.
Is
like,
this,
you can morph into whatever.
Best power.
Like, you can morph
like
into
Beast
whatever
Boy?
You want. Like, I can morph into, like, LeBron.
Or like
any
a
human.
Table or,
yeah,
like
I can morph
anything.
Into, like a table.
Anything.
Literally anything.
That's cool.
I'd say that's my superhero power.
I would
want to
be, like, I think flying. Is a pretty cool superpower. Imagine just like being
like,
able to
like
fly
flying
everywhere.
Flying fast or flying slow?
Like flying fast. Like obviously you can just like fly through the air really fast.
I would go with magnetism.
What is magnetism?
Just don't make up words.
Like the force? Like kind
that's
of?
Actually kind of
like
smart.
You become a magnet.
Oh.
Yeah, but
oh,
like what, does
not,
everything
that
get attracted? Or
wait, Tyler, what were you thinking you were saying? Like,
I was thinking like magnetism as in like you become like a magnet.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what's
yeah,
the point of it?
But, like you can choose
okay.
when you become a
you
magnet.
You walk
like,
around
say,
the street and, like, silver coins,
say,
like, old
no,
silver
no, no,
coins
no,
will
I'm
just
saying,
come
I'm saying, like,
right up to you.
I'm saying in, like, an actual superhero way. Like, imagine, like there's a bank robbery going down.
No, I'm speed.
Just,
I'm speed.
You can just
speed.
Magnetize all the guns to, like, go on to you.
Yeah,
and then
think
there's
about
no
it.
More
you'll
guns.
Be the world's best security guard.
No, I'm not. I would be speed.
The world's best mall cop.
Running on water,
yeah,
just, like.
Like at a stadium security guard. Paul Blart's a great mall cop.
Yeah,
best
honestly,
of all
time. If I could be any character
Paul
in all
Blart
movies, Paul Blart.
If
Paul Blart
the magnet
the
was that strong, you wouldn't even be able to.
I would
walk
be Adam Sandler's portrayal of Jack from Jack and Jill. If I could choose any character,
or one of the guys from Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey probably. Love that guy.
Jim Carrey as
he's a little
Riddler
bit of a clown, but
in Batman.
Oh god,
Jim Carrey. Oh no, Jim Carrey's gonna be in the new movie Sonic the Hedgehog coming out next Friday.
Yo, wasn't that movie supposed to come out like a year?
It was supposed to come out in October.
Like
got pushed back.
Yeah, they took time to remodel.
It was terrible
the
because the Sonic was very.
Now
ugly.
The Sonic looks good, and Jim Carrey's in it.
Very
yeah,
good.
Wasn't Jim Carrey
it.
Always
Yo, Tyler,
in it?
Tyler,
like
Tyler. Yeah, very good. Very good. All right, Jordan, you got any topic of the week? It's
no,
fine if you don't.
I didn't come prepared.
Can you come all right, one, can
it's
you
fine.
Come, can you make one up on the spot?
Tyler, no need to put pressure on him.
No right? need. No. No pressure.
Five,
no pressure. No pressure.
Four.
Nope.
And Constantine, all the way from his car, I believe. His car.
Outside the school.
Outside the school. Sorry, Constantine. Why don't you wrap this up for us?
So first of all, we'd like to thank Mr. Dockey, Mr. Studio, newspaper advisor, Dr. Catapano, the administration of Class Bills and 16 for their generous donation to our podcast setup. We really, really couldn't do it without them. We thank them from the bottom of our hearts so, so much. And we will see you next time. Bye, guys.